But let me ask you, how successful is our prayer life concerning the Great Commission? Do you ever pray for the Great Commission? Do you ever pray for those things to be fruitful? Do you ever pray that God would do that in your life? Do you ever pray that God would fulfill the Great Commission in the life of your missionaries? A lot of times when we pray for missionaries, you know, I kind of think back, as I was getting ready to preach this, some time ago, and thinking about, well, how do I pray for my missionaries? And I came to a couple of startling revelations to me that kind of scary things, actually, as I thought about, how I get more out of my prayer life as I pray for missions and pray for the gospel to be spread around the world. One of the things that I noticed is that my prayers were very superficial. It didn't hardly even scratch the surface of having a clear-cut burden that I was trying to communicate from my heart to God. I was very superficial. How, what? Oh, bless this family in Guam, and bless this family in Korea, and bless this family in Spain, and bless this family in Brazil, and bless this family in Panama. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, what am I asking God for? Well, what's going on there? Well, one, I'm very superficial. Second, I'm also praying for a lot of things that I find to be very difficult to know the will of God. You know, missionaries, we send out prayer letters, and certainly we're going to include something in that prayer letter we want you to pray for. You know, and we're probably just as guilty as anyone else in writing the prayer letters, but a lot of times we focus on prayer requests that we're asking people to pray for. Oh, I got a broken leg. Please pray for my broken leg. Oh, my truck got totaled in Thailand. I need a new truck. Pray for me to get a new truck. We need gospel tracts, and we pray to send us gospel tracts. You know, and so a lot of times we pray for things of the physical nature, and there's certainly nothing wrong to ask. There's nothing wrong to talk to God about. Okay, don't let me discourage you from praying about physical things, because they're just as important as anything else. But I think especially in spiritual activities like getting the gospel spread around the world, we need to be focusing more on the spiritual needs that we have, in praying for the spiritual needs of missionaries, praying for the spiritual needs in my life as it is connected to the Great Commission. So there's a few things I want to show you about that, and I want to challenge you and ask you, have you ever asked God for these things? The first thing I want to ask you is, have you ever asked God to lead you to someone that is ready to hear about Jesus Christ? You know, we ask God a lot, hey, we'll help the missionaries to go to someone. And certainly, hey, please pray that God would give me abounding opportunities to find people that are prepared by the Holy Spirit to hear the word of God. Luke chapter 10, verse 2, he says, pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers into his harvest. His harvest. His harvest. You know what? The reality is no one gets saved apart from the work of the Holy Spirit. And so if the person is going to get born again, truly born again, by John chapter 3, they're born of the water and of the capital S, Spirit. So the Spirit is everywhere in this world, right at this moment, working in the heart of someone that needs to get saved. Perhaps we need to get together with God and say, hey, can you direct my paths today to help me come across that one? I can hand out tracts to a million people, and it's going to do absolutely no good until God leads me to the one that says, hey, would you more than just give me that tract, would you open up your Bible and help the Holy Spirit in your heart? Well, he might not say that, but what he needs is the Holy Spirit that works in my heart to work through his word like Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch so that he can see his need. But do you ask God for that? Do you ask God that he would help his word to have free course in your life? Oh, I'm just going to say it. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 1 and 2, it says, pray for us that the word of the Lord would have free course and be glorified in you even as it is in us. Second thing we could ask, hey, do you ever ask God before you read your Bible, hey, could you help this to do something in my life today? Do you ask that for your missionaries? You know, your missionaries, you know, every day they have to talk to people about Jesus Christ. Every week we have to stand and preach. Do you ever ask God, could you first help your word to do a great work in his heart, in his life, so that he gets ready to stand and preach? He's prepared to do what the Holy Spirit needs to get done. Let me ask you this. Do you ever ask God to give you a door of utterance? Colossians chapter 4, verses 3 and 4, it says, praying also for us that the Lord would open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, to make manifest as we ought to. Do you ever ask God for that? You know, please ask God for that on my behalf, because learning a foreign language, man, it's easy to get things messed up. You know, in Thai, the word for cross is gun can. The word for pants is gun gang. Can you imagine how that one would go? Jesus died for you on a pair of pants. Woo! I don't know about that. You know. But hey, you know, the reality is that every person in here that's born again understands that there was one thought that probably rung true. It probably reached down in the heart and grabbed your heartstrings and said, this is your need to be saved. And perhaps it was different for everyone. Some people was the fear of hell that reached down and got a hold of them. Perhaps the hope of heaven was the one that reached. Perhaps the love of Jesus Christ to take away all my sin. Whatever it was, there was probably one thought. You know who knows that thought? The Holy Spirit knows that thought. Do we ask God for that? Do we ask God to say, hey, direct me, give me wisdom in my words, my actions, my thoughts, my reactions, so that others can truly see Jesus Christ in me, that I can make manifest, that I can display the character of Jesus Christ to others to see what they need. But do we ask for that? And do we ever ask for the humility of God? In 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 11, it says, with all praying also for you, that he would fulfill your work of faith with power. I'm kind of skipping a few words in there. But he would fulfill your work of faith with power. And it goes on to say in verse 12, that the name of the Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you. See, I have to understand it on a regular basis. It's not about me. It's not about my great ability to go to Thailand and win people to Jesus Christ. It's about the great ability of the Savior to save everyone, whosoever will. It's about him. Those are a few things that you can ask God for me on my behalf. You know what? Ask him for yourself too. You know, now that we've been here, I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pray for this church. You know when I pray for this church, you know how I pray? Those four things. So if you'll pray for yourself about those things, I can pray for you about those things. What does Matthew chapter 18, 19 say? If two of you shall agree, it shall be done. Hey, flip it around. You pray for me. I pray for me. God wants to do it in Thailand too. Amen.